This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And this is going to be maybe, just maybe, the most gigantic show we have ever done. The show is huge. And no, we are not having a feminist on tonight. This is what we're in store for on the show. All kinds of takes from out of nowhere. A Democrat got charged with bribery. Is there a story that we Republicans are missing but Democrats are getting? We'll talk about that in just a little bit. The Boy Scouts are changing their name. Mike Johnson's protected by Democrats. All that, emails, doctor documentation from the DOJ, an army soldier got detained in Russia, housing prices suck. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm actually going to open here in a moment with Kathy Hochul's comments about how black kids don't know what a computer is. Before I get to that, though, I wanted to address this. I wanted to address something here. Maybe this is a common way of thinking. Maybe it's not, but we did it last night. We do it all the time on the show. Whenever someone dies in training, in military training, We cite their name, we play taps for them, we say prayers for their family. No, I don't have one tonight, but we do that all the time. It's always been something that's very near and dear to my heart. You know, the guys who die in combat, it's sad enough. But the guys who die in training, there's always like this shame that comes with it. Not shame, but not glory. We lost him in a training accident. Why is he any less brave than the guy who charged a hill? Well, he died in training, okay? So I believe in that, and we're never going to change it. And some guy emailed in, and the subject of this one was so stupid. Dear Jesse, unless you were there and you know what happened, it is insane to say someone who dies in a training accident in 2024 is equivalent to a hero dying in battle, especially given the woke culture the armed forces are currently cultivating. Hearing you honor people who likely did something incredibly stupid makes me wonder why I listen. And he didn't say I can use his name, so I will not use his name. But I will say this. Very likely, you're not somebody who should listen. You guy who emailed in. No, I'm not being mean, Chris. I'm going to be very nice. I'm very nice here. You mentioned the word stupid. That's who you are. It's not even what you are, it's who you are. And let me explain. There are a million ways to die in training when you train for the military. Can you do it to yourself? No question about it. You can do it to yourself, and you can do something stupid to cause yourself to die. However, all military training, you obviously don't know this. This is very clearly a man who's never done any military training whatsoever. He just listens to too much talk radio. So if you've done any amount of training, any kind, you understand that it's always a team effort. There are teams involved. And
one guy on my team does something stupid wrong, or maybe even a piece of equipment goes bad, it can result in me dying. It happened, actually, I believe it was while I was in or right before I got in. I was a mortarman. I was an infantry mortarman. And we lost an entire mortar unit because one guy, you have several guns up in your mortar unit. They're set up in a line. One guy on the line dropped an extra round in a tube because the other one didn't go off. It hit the firing pin, round explodes, takes out the entire mortar unit. Now, if that was me, maybe I was on a separate gun and I got sprayed into a million bits because of my buddy. My parents have to bury my fingernail. You don't think that I died serving this country? You don't think I deserve to be honored? And you know what? I'll take it a step further. What if it was me? What if I was the one who screwed it up? What if I dropped an extra round down that tube and killed not only myself, my entire team? Am I an idiot? Yeah. People do stupid things when they're tired, when they're training hard, when they're hot. One stupid thing means you don't deserve to be honored for saving your country? If you genuinely believe that after that talk we just had, and anyone else who feels this way, I want to know, look, if there are a million of you who feel this way, I want you to turn off the radio and I don't want you to listen anymore. This, we are a family here. If we can't honor the fallen in training without that kind of judgment dumped on them, count me out. You go away. I don't want you here. I don't want you here. Please turn it off. And Chris, do me a favor. Grab that email, whoever that is, and block that email address. I don't care if he emails us in free puppies. I never want to know this human being exists ever again on the planet. Okay? Block him forever. Now let's move on to other things, shall we? Why does this keep happening to Democrats? They go out there, they give speeches, they talk all the time. Why do they keep saying things like this?
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want...
That was New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Young black kids growing up in the Bronx, they don't even know the word computer. How could anybody say something that dumb? We'll set aside how offensive it is. We don't do that on this show. I don't care about your feelings. But how could you be so stupid? And look, it's not like she's a one-off. Everyone's dumping on Kathy Hochul for it today, but they all do it all the time. Joe Biden's a veritable gold mine for this. We could have just played 3 hours of this stuff.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Why, though? Remember, as always, the why is always the interesting part. It's not that Kathy Hochul and her face full of Botox said something stupid. That's not surprising. Kathy Hochul said something stupid her whole life. That's part of being a Democrat. That's who she is. Why do they keep talking about minorities of various kinds like this? It's not just black kids. It's Latino kids. It's every. Why does this stuff eventually come out? Well, it's very, very revealing for how they think. So let's walk through this because it's important for people to understand something. Have you ever known someone in an abusive relationship, a woman in an abusive relationship? Maybe an employee in an abusive relationship with his employer. Maybe that's you right now. Maybe you are that woman. Maybe you are that employee. I mean, honestly, I realize this is a thing now. Maybe you're a dude who's in an abusive relationship with a woman. I'm assuming that's mental abuse for Pete's sake, guys. But anyway, maybe you're in one of these relationships. Or maybe you've watched TV or seen one of these. Have you ever noticed that in the end, in fact, probably in the beginning, but in the end, because she doesn't leave him, because the employee doesn't quit after being abused over and over again, the boss or the husband or whoever it may be ends up having even more disrespect for them than he did beforehand. Because they won't even stand up for themselves and leave. You can study these domestic abuse cases. You'll see this all the time. The abuse over time gets worse. And then when they end up talking to the dirtball who's hitting his woman or beating up on an employee or something like that, they'll find out he actually has got mental problems usually and ended up hating them more and more and more as time went on because they wouldn't stand up for themselves. They wouldn't leave. They wouldn't fight back. Democrats, the Democrat Party in America has been really, really bad for a long time. It's not always been evil. I don't want to say that at all, at all. Used to be more of a blue collar, union strong, kind of at least sold themselves as a working man's party. Always had major, major, major problems if you dug into it. But I don't think I would always call it evil like it is today. But what they've always been, what Democrats have always done is they've sought out the malcontents in America and they've tried to grab that group and turn that group into a voting bloc for Democrats. And to their credit, I want to make sure I'm not being just mean to Democrats. They've been very, very, very successful at this over the years. You find, look, it's like we talk about, it's communism. What is communism? The religion of the malcontent. Democrats have mastered this. Find any group in America. Doesn't matter what that group is. It can be trannies. It can be feminists. It can be union guys. It can be the black civil rights movement. It doesn't matter what the movement is. Find any movement full of aggrieved people. Show up as the Democrat without an ounce of shame and tell that group of people, if they elect you, if they give you power, you will hurt the ones they blame and you will make things more fair and spread the wealth around. And they've been doing this for decade after decade after decade. And it's created a condition in these longtime Democrats that bubbles out of them from time to time. And it's fascinating. We'll talk about that in a moment. Speaking of bubbling out of them, did you know Fred used to have digestive problems after every single meal? My dog used to have digestive problems after every single meal. Do you have any idea how many paper towels we went through? I dare say we in the Kelly household, we kept the paper towel industry afloat for a good year. And then we found Rough Greens. How do we fix this? How do we fix this? I can't take this anymore. What are we going to do? Well, Fred wasn't getting nutrition. Fred never got digestive enzymes or vitamins or minerals or probiotics or omega oils because Fred got dog food. Your dog does not get nutrition from dog food. If you want your dog to have health improvements and live longer, you will pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get a free jumpstart trial bag or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show talking about the Kathy Hochul comments about black kids not knowing what a computer is. And if you thought I was just going to abuse Democrats here, I'm pretty sure I'm going to offend everyone, including myself, with the talk we're about to have. Here was Kathy Hochul in case you missed it.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is.
And we were talking about abusive relationships and how, if you're in one long enough, you've seen this. I know you've seen it. I've seen it. The abused person ends up being abused worse and worse as time goes on. And part of the reason for that abuse increasing in severity is because the abuser loses respect for the abused over time because the abused never fights back, never talks back, never leaves, never digs in. And that brings us to politics today in America. We'll make it about Democrats first, but every Republican out there listening, you should know it's coming for you too, and me. It's coming for me too. The Democrats in this country, they've abused and used various aggrieved groups for decade after decade after decade after decade. This particular one, so we'll make it about this, is the black community in America. And there is this relationship problem parties have, both parties have, we're making this Democrats for now, with their groups. You see, for For decade after decade after decade, Democrats have promised black people that they would improve their lives in the country, wherever they are, whether it's nationally, Joe Biden does it all the time, whether it's in New York State, Kathy Hochul does it, whether it's a local thing, it doesn't matter. They all act like they care about black people. They're going to improve the lives of black people. They go over there. They go over it over and over and over and over and over again. Yet by virtually every conceivable metric, the black community has gone downhill decade after decade after decade. The crime has gotten worse. The drugs have gotten worse. The fatherless crisis has gotten worse. The incarceration rates have gotten worse. The poverty's gotten worse. The schools have gotten worse. The neighborhoods have gotten worse over and over and over. Worse, 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 worse. Down, 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 down. Democrats promise improvement, deliver misery. Democrats promise improvement, deliver misery. But the black community has decade after decade after decade after decade gone to the polls and voted for more Democrats over and over and over again. Well, that's what my mom did. It's what her it's what her mom did. It's what her mom did. That's what I do. Over and over and over and over again. And after enough time, you've reached this place in the country where seasoned Democrats like Hochul, like Biden, who've done this long enough, behind closed doors, it'll never be on camera. It just happens to bubble out of them from time to time. They think of you like a dog who comes when called. That's how you are thought of. And they respect you the same amount I, quote, respect Fred, the idiot dog I have who comes when called. Oh, he'll come when he's called. He'll lay down in the middle of barbed wire if I tell him to. What a dumb dog, but what a good loyal boy. That's how Democrats view all of their aggrieved constituent groups. They stand up, they promise you heaven, they deliver you hell, and still you show up time after time after time after time and vote for them over and over and over again without change. And in the end, they have no respect for you at all because you don't respect yourself enough to change. This is why they do this without
end. Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is.
This is why they do this without end.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Those are the speeches they give on camera with a microphone. What do they say about you behind closed doors? And don't think it's a skin color thing. Every black Democrat talks about his black constituents the same way. Like they're a bunch of friggin' idiots who will vote Democrat no matter what. And are they wrong? And look, the same thing applies. I told you it was going to offend everyone to Republicans. And it applies to me. Republicans, for my entire life, have stood up and promised me that I would have things like border security. The border's wide open. I would have low taxes. I pay more in taxes now than I've ever paid in my life. They promised me they'll rein in spending. Every Republican president spends more than the Democrat president before them. Every single Republican for my 42 years on the planet has promised me thing after thing after thing after thing after thing after thing, and they never end up delivering. They never end up delivering. There's always an excuse. Well, we don't have the House. Our majority's too slim. I can't do that. The media would be mad at me. I can't say no to Fauci. What if someone gets over and over and over again? I get excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse after promise fails, promise fails, promise fails, promise fails. And in the end, when guys like Mitch McConnell get caught saying things off the cuff remarks that they know better than me, that the GOP base is stupid, and it comes off as disrespectful to me and disrespectful to you in the end. Are they wrong? Or have we earned that disrespect? We still go out and vote Republican every time. It appears to me the politicians, Democrats and Republicans in this country, maybe they've given us the exact amount of respect we deserve. That's uncomfortable, isn't it? I'll finish this up in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show and you should. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. You can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have a ton to get to. We're going to get to the Biden stuff. And I think there's something else going on within the Democrat Party that maybe we're not seeing. There's a message being sent. I'm going to get to that here in just a second. All that and more still to come. But just finishing up my thought on this abusive relationship that we both, Republicans and Democrats, have in common with our political leaders. They get caught from time to time talking about us like we're a bunch of idiot dogs who come when called and do what we're told. The latest and greatest is obviously
young
this
black
one.
Kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know.
Why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep getting caught saying things like this? Because that's how they really think. Why is it that they think that way? They think that way because we act that way. Republicans, I'll make it about our side for now. I've already beaten up the Democrats enough. Republicans, myself included, pointing a big fat finger right at me, right here. Republicans, we do the abused spouse thing too, just like Democrats do. We are told that we have to vote Republican. Why? That we should vote Republican. Why? And look, I'm someone who votes Republican every time. I'm not pointing fingers at you. Why? Spending can be low. That never happens. Taxes can be cut. Well, at least Trump did it for a little bit, and then those expired. Those going away. The border will be secure. Border's never been more open. Different kind of foreign aid, foreign policy. Has foreign aid changed at all? In your time on Earth, in my 42 years, it's never really changed. Trump made some marginal improvements, but even then, nothing really changed. We are told over and over and over, pro-life. You got to vote Republican, pro-life. That was yesterday. Today, what? Might cost us an election. Kill him up to 15 weeks. I don't give a crap. I'm told, I'm given a list of reasons every single election cycle why I need to vote Republican. I go vote Republican. They never deliver on those things. And then I wonder why they disrespect me. I'm reminded, and I know you're going to think I bring this up a lot, and I have news for you. I'll bring this up 20 years from now if Premier hasn't fired me by then. I'm never going to let this go. I'm reminded of the COVID lockdown. Not just, look, this wasn't just New York. Don't think to yourself, yeah, that Cuomo, he sucked during COVID. I live here in Texas. I remember business after business after business being shut down by the red government here, by Governor Greg Abbott, Republican. I remember family businesses
30, 40-year family businesses shutting their doors permanently because of Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordering business closures because of a chest cold. And then I remember the election that came for Greg Abbott after all of these things, had not one, not two, not three, but four legitimate primary contenders, all with outstanding records. And if you combine every single one of their primary votes, I don't think they even got to 30%. Did they, Chris? It wasn't even 30 or 40%. So you can't argue they split the vote. Greg Abbott slaughtered every one of them. So Republicans in the freedom-loving state of Texas, where I live, they love freedom here and God and guns, until a Republican governor told them to go home and hide for a chest cold, and then they ran out to vote for him all over again. Maybe we're all the abused one in the relationship here. And maybe these politicians in this country, maybe they've given us the exact respect, amount of respect we deserve. Whether you're a black person in the Bronx who keeps voting Democrat.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is.
If you're a black person in the Bronx and you vote Democrat every time and you're mad about that level of disrespect, maybe it's your fault. Maybe you've earned that disrespect. For me, I go vote Republican every time because of my values supposedly aligned with the Republican Party. They never deliver, and then I get mad when Mitch McConnell and someone like that spits in my face. Maybe I deserve the disrespect I'm given. Maybe that's the case, huh? Anyway, on that bright, sunny thought, let's move on and talk about something else, something I think people are missing here. There's a potential story. I don't know if it's a story, but it sure seems like it's a story. One people are missing. Let's rewind really quickly. Speaking of New York here, you remember Eric Adams. Eric Adams, obviously mayor of New York City. Eric Adams, he started getting illegals. They started getting busted in New York City. And he started getting aggravated by it almost immediately. They were coming in from places like Texas and Florida and other places, busload after busload after busload into Sanctuary City, New York. And Eric Adams, of course, is putting these people up as promised. He's putting them up in rec centers, putting them up in hotels, costing the city a fortune. And then Eric Adams did something you never see. You never, ever see this. Eric Adams voiced his displeasure with the Biden administration and their policies. He voiced it, and he voiced it publicly. You remember this?
We had to do a real job of explaining to everyday New Yorkers that the federal government has abandoned this important issue that's a national issue. So they're angry, and it's going to come out. I'm the mayor.
The federal government abandoned this? That's not the only public statement he made calling out Joe Biden. Abandonment? Ooh, ow. So, what happened after that? Eric Adams went public with a complaint, and then Eric Adams gets raided by the FBI right after. And we came on and we said, wow, that's interesting timing, isn't it? Now, that brings me to another Democrat. And a lot of people are bringing up his name today, Democrat and Republican, but they're not bringing it up in this way. Congressman Henry Cuellar. Chris, you don't understand how to pronounce that. I understand because you're not bilingual as I am. But that's Spanish for the kitchen. Anyway, Henry Cuellar, he's a congressman from Texas. Now, he's not a good one. He's a Democrat congressman. He's bad. He's terrible. But Henry Cuellar, he decided to follow along in Eric Adams' footprints, and he called out the Biden administration for not shutting down the border.
The Biden administration is now exploring whether the president has the authority to shut down the southern border without authorization from Congress. Is your understanding the president does have the authority to do this, and do you think he should?
Yes, he has the authority, and yes, he should.
Yeah. Headline, U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar charged with bribery and acting as a foreign agent. We all woke up this morning to the news that some Democrat congressman, it actually happened yesterday, some Democrat congressman was busted facing charges. And I don't know how many people made the connection. There have been, by my count, two prominent Democrats in the United States of America who publicly called out the Biden administration for opening up the border. And by my estimation, now both of them have had a visit from the Department of Justice. Is everyone seeing what's happening right now? Everyone is aware of what's happening. We're not aware of it on the right because we're not on the left. We're not in the Democrat Party. But can everyone see what's taking place? Let's talk about it next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Back to what we were talking about here. People are missing it. Eric Adams comes out, complains about the Biden administration, complains about illegal immigration, says we have to do something about this. 5 seconds later, the FBI's at his door. Congressman, Democrat out of Texas, Henry Cuellar, comes out, complains about the border, complains about securing the southern border. Headline, charged, Henry Cuellar charged with bribery, acting as a foreign agent. The big story in America today, and to be honest with you, it's probably the biggest story in America today. It's not what's taking place at Columbia University. It's the justice system turning into an evil weapon of the communists, turning into the exclusive enforcement arm of the communists in this country. It's not happening. It's already happened. It has taken place. We have for decades ignored the law schools in this country. We've allowed them to produce generation after generation of dirtball commie lawyers. The dirtball commie lawyers, many of them went into government. The Republican lawyers, they go make a bunch of money somewhere. The communist lawyers, they go into government. Why? Because they're interested in real power. In the real power in any given society, any situation, is who controls the justice system. Because the justice system holds the power of life and death. They hold, in fact, your freedom in your hands. If I get convicted of whatever, pick your crime, the justice system, they've decided I'm no longer free. And not just me physically free. I lose all kinds of freedoms depending on the crime. They'll take away my freedom to move around. I'm locked up in a cage. They'll take away my financial freedom. Hey, Jesse, any money you make has to be turned in. They'll take away my freedom to own a firearm, freedom to do this, freedom to do that. If you're a Democrat who gets arrested, you don't have the freedom to go near a school anymore. There are all kinds of freedoms the justice system has. Remember, the real power is not necessarily the legislature in a society. The real power in a society is who controls the justice system. The real power, the reason organized crime, in fact, the Italian mafia, the real reason they used to run not only New York City, but frankly ran most of the country back then, it wasn't because they had a bunch of Italian dudes willing to stab people in the face. That was a nice side benefit. The real power came from owning the judges, owning the prosecutors, owning the cops. You decide who gets arrested, who doesn't get arrested, who stays in jail, who does not stay in jail. Remember that scene from The Godfather? Do you remember the movie The Godfather? Most people remember the movie. If you haven't, just know that the central character, we'll just call him Godfather. He's one of many mob bosses in the story. And I realize it's a fictional movie, but just stay with me here. He's the central character in the story. He's the godfather of the crime family, but there are many crime families. The other crime families wanted him to go along with selling drugs. He didn't want to sell drugs. He was pretending to be moral and all these things. Didn't want to sell drugs. So they shot him. But why did they shoot him? Why did they need him? Why get rid of him? Well, there's a scene where they talk about it. Hey, we really need you. Why do we need you, Godfather? We need you on our drug selling team. Well, because you have all the judges. He owned all the judges. That's where the real power lied. It wasn't in the Tommy guns and the grenades. It was controlling the justice system. The communists in the United States of America now control the justice system. They control who gets investigated, who gets brought up on charges, who doesn't get brought up on charges. And it's not even as if they need a conviction. Remember, everyone listening from prison yards right now, and there are many, will back up what I'm about to say. It's not just the incarceration, but the process itself is the punishment. The Justice Department, look what they're doing to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to be bankrupt by the time they're done with him. Complete sham charges. This is the billionaire former president of the United States of America. And yeah, he's going to get off scot-free and hopefully win an election. This is going to cost him hundreds of millions of dollars. He will likely have to declare bankruptcy by the time he's done. They can destroy anyone and everyone just by putting them through the process. And the Justice Department has complete freedom to do that. So if your Justice Department has become taken over by anti-American communists who demand the border remain open at all times, well, you find yourself in quite a pickle now, don't you? Because who's going to go after the Justice Department? That's the real problem. And that's why I've been screaming so loudly about the low-T GOP for so long. That's why I scream about guys from Mitch McConnell to Mike Johnson. The only potential power we have over the Department of Justice is defunding them, going after their money. A real attack from the right has to be levied against the Department of Justice, and they don't have the guts to do it. And without that, there is nothing holding them back. They don't have anything. They don't have any morality, remember? These are communists. They don't have any morality that you would recognize as morality at all. It wouldn't translate to them. So you're not going to appeal to them there in that way. So what do you have? Nothing. Without a GOP willing to defund the Department of Justice, we are entirely screwed. And now it's not just Republicans. It's not just school board moms. Now it's Democrats across the country. They're finding out you step out of line just a little bit. That bribery you've been doing on the side, we look the other way. But then you had to criticize the big man. Look for a knock on your door tomorrow. Might want a lawyer up. The biggest story in the United States of America is the Department of Justice turning evil. It's not what's happening at Columbia. It's the Department of Justice. Because once you own that, you own all the real power. That's a fact. All right. We're going to talk about the Boy Scouts changing their name. Sure, this will be offensive as always. All that, so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Have you made preparations yet, financial preparations, for a future that involves a lot of spending and printing of money? Because they're going to. Remember, no one has talked about stopping the spending or stopping the printing. No one. Even Republicans, I should actually give them some credit. Even they're not really campaigning on that much anymore. They've just given it up. At least they've stopped lying to us. There's that. Now, for you and me, that means we have to make preparations. How do you prepare for a dollar collapsing? You buy gold or silver. You buy things you can touch and feel. Hard assets, tangible things. Don't do it because I'm telling you to do it. Do it because China's doing it. Financial giants are doing it. Nation states around the world. Russia. They're hoovering up all the gold and silver they can. Go and do likewise. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford Gold Group do it for you. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.